the spade to shovel the great clods of dirt from the burial place, working with a terrible, feverish intensity. The steady chocking sound of the shovel plunging again and again into the soil suddenly stopped with a muffled thud. It was a hollow, murky, heavy sound that seemed to resonate in the very earth beneath the caretaker's feet. The coffin had been reached. He watched, astonished and horrified, as the man tossed the spade aside, knelt, and with a strange, dreadful grunt, slowly raised the lid of the coffin. The caretaker could hear the terrible creaking of the hinges and stared aghast as the shadowy figure paused, looking fixedly into the gaping maw, and let out with a wretched, trembling whimper that chilled him to the marrow. Time seemed to slow as the figure stood, unmoving, head bowed, beside the open grave. The silence of the cemetery was nearly a palpable thing. Without being consciously aware of it, the caretaker tightened his grip on the firearm he carried as he witnessed an act that would haunt him for the rest of his days. The figure knelt at the edge of the grave and, uttering another terrible whimper, reached in with both arms.